My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Tolo Tuesday as we have the abbreviated week. Going to try to get you to NFL opening night and Cowboys opening Sunday as quickly as possible with Sean Sharif and RJ Choppy. Bobby Belt will be back tomorrow. We got Peyton Russell running things live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. And as things stand right now, the Cowboys are 2.5-point underdogs with the over-under at 41.5. We have the same over-under as the Broncos and the Seahawks. Surprising or no?
I mean, both defenses were pretty good.
Same as the Vikings and the Giants. Same as the Panthers and the Saints. Mm. 1 point higher than the Patriots and the Bengals, who right now do not have Ja'Marr Chase still. Those are some, is this more of a defensive compliment than offensive insult?
Yeah, it's maybe they don't trust what Deshaun Watson is. Maybe they don't know what CeeDee Lamb is going to bring just basically 10 days after signing his contract when the game gets going. And then, obviously, both Cowboys and the Browns are projected to be the stingiest defense in the NFL this year and to allow the fewest points. So, I think a lot of it has to play into that. But that's a pretty low number, man. For a we don't realize how much the Cowboys lucked out here by getting Cleveland on the road in September and not December. Like, that is a huge win for this team.
Things are going to start on Thursday with the Ravens and the Chiefs. Kansas City is favored by 3 at Arrowhead. And then on Friday, Packers, Eagles. Filthy is favored by 3 as Darius Slay is blasting the NFL, asking, why did you send us here? Why are we doing this? I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. I'm like, NFL, why would you want to send us somewhere with a crime rate this high? It's like being in San Francisco, apparently.
Yeah, right.
That's my quote, not his.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense from that standpoint. But the NFL, their job is like they're trying to grow the game. Now, their job should be about like, hey, I don't know, safety of the players. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
Albert Breer supplied the list of do's and don'ts that the league gave the teams. Among them was to not walk outside with their phones in view and not to answer any weird text messages.
Yeah. My dad used to, before he got dementia, he used to do a lot of like traveling business in like Colombia and Venezuela and Panama. And even then, just going down there, and this was 15, 20 years ago, like his company would like give him like a security detail. Like he would have a guy, like a security guy, like bulletproof vehicles that he's driving down the street. It's a completely different world down there than anything that the players are accustomed to going to Germany or England or wherever. So yeah, it is quite dangerous. And I mean, when the Olympics were there, I remember everybody saying, don't even drink the water.
Yeah.
Don't even drink the water down there. It's just poop water.
All right.
Which obviously is the same thing in France.
Let's take it on over to Highland Park, where Scottie Scheffler officially made it his year.
Dude, what a year for Scottie Scheffler. He took home the $25 million prize for winning the tour championship. Sidebar, I want all these golfers to get down on their knees and kiss Tiger Woods' butt for all this. Okay, because without him, they're still playing money games on the side at the offseason at their club in Florida, trying to make ends meet by working the club pro. But this caps off maybe one of the greatest seasons, maybe the greatest season we've ever seen from a golfer. If you count the Olympics, he won 8 times on tour. He won 7 events, the Masters, and then the, you know, now it's really 9 with the Olympics. He also got arrested and had a child. Well, that's kind of a cool year. All right. 7 tournaments, a major, the Olympic gold medal, got arrested and had a kid. Oh, he also won $62 million total.
Woo!
That was his entire purse, the $25 million he won this weekend at the Tour Championship. And then obviously the $62 million overall. They have the PIP, the Player Impact Program, that he's going to get some money out of too. What a year for Highland Park and Scottie Scheffler, who is, it's not even close. Like, he is the best golfer on tour. There's never been.
I thought you were trying to make an argument otherwise during the last major.
Well, okay, so.
Because I was like, how could it not be Scheffler?
So from a major perspective, like, he dominates the match. He's going to win the Masters. He might, the way he plays that course, I mean, and the way that nobody else does right now, it would not surprise me if he ties Tiger Woods in green jackets. It would not surprise me at all. He does not play as well in the other tournaments, in the other majors. He plays as well in the other tournaments, right? He dominates the regular tour event. In the other majors, he's not nearly the force that he is at Augusta, for whatever reason. He just hasn't been. That doesn't mean he won't be. And he's too good of a golfer not to win a U.S. Open, not to win a British or PGA. But to this point, he hasn't. So that's the only hang-up on him.
No easy way to segue into the additional details over the Johnny Gaudreau tragedy that broke Friday out of the National Hockey League, as he and his brother passed away because of this tragic accident from someone who had some drinks.
Yeah, they were getting set. The suspect said he had 5 drinks. They were getting set for his sister's wedding. And then it come to find out Matthew, his brother, who was also killed, was a father to be. So, and Johnny leaves behind a couple of kids.
Jeez.
And, you know, and obviously they both leave behind spouses, and, you know, Matthew is about to be a dad. It's very, very sad. And this, they
were out for a bike ride on the eve of their sister's wedding.
And within the first 3 hours, the GoFundMe raised over $100,000. It was supposed to raise 30, and it wound up going over $100,000. The driver's name Sean Higgins. So what happened was, he was on this road. He was trying to pass an SUV in front of him, and that SUV moved in the middle of the roadway to give the bike riders room. The driver said he thought that SUV was moving in the middle of the road to prevent him from passing. And because he was intoxicated, his inhibitions were lowered, he said, and he felt more aggressive. So he said, screw it, I'm zipping over to the right, and I'm going to pass him along the shoulder. When he did that, you know, obviously he didn't see the bikers, and he runs right over him.
According to his LinkedIn, he was most recently the director of financial operations for an addiction treatment center in Bristol, Pennsylvania.
Oof.
Addiction treatment center. And he had been in the Army National Guard since 08 and was still active. So that's the latest with the tragic update out of the National Hockey League. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. The stories don't get that much better, but something for you to know is high school football is kicking off. Pat Doney with his patented great preview last week from NBC5. And there's a lot of youth football deaths that are taking place. Some are heat stroke related and others are head related. So this is a discussion. I don't know how much it actually takes place in your house. It's definitely going to take place in my house and probably wipe out any chance of Ollie playing football. But a 13-year-old died from brain trauma during a practice as of late. And all these parents are actually saying, we don't regret them playing football. It just has to be done safely, whether it's guardian caps, enough hydration, teaching. Like, they're actually talking to the media and giving quotes and saying, no, we still love the sport of football. This is just obviously an unthinkable tragedy.
It is. I wonder, I don't know, because my
like CBS News said at least 7 teenagers who played football died in the United States during the month of August.
Wow.
Heat stroke in Baltimore.
Yeah, you got these coaches out there that are, you know, they still think it's Bear Bryant with just, you know, salt pills instead of having water breaks or whatever.
I'm always amazed. I really am. I'm amazed in the state of Texas when I'm driving in the afternoon and I see kids and teams out here in the heat that we've been dealing with over the past 2 months. I cannot believe there are more instances. I can never wrap my brain around it.
So I was in the pickup line for my youngest at a middle school last week.
Well,
and you know, my oldest is in baseball right now.
And he was a catcher at the high school with the equipment.
Yes. But he's not playing football in high school. He's just focusing on baseball. So I'm in the pickup line, and right next to the middle school is the high school. And I see all these kids out there at the high school. This is, you know, 3:30 in the afternoon, and they're all out there in the, you know, full pads practicing, which is totally fine and normal. But then all you got to do is look, and their indoor facility is literally next to it. They could have just gone indoors. And instead of having these kids practice at 3:30, I know they're getting ready for the games, which are going to be in the heat. The games are also at night, you know, not at 3:30 in the afternoon when it's 100 degrees. It's, you know, maybe 90.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sun beating down on you. I don't get it. Like, do the Cowboys in this heat, are they practicing outside or are they practicing indoors?
Is it on a 1 out of 10 sitting there for the games and practices? How miserable is it? Is it misery?
All right, for example, they had a practice. So their baseball team practices Sundays from noon to 3. Okay. And it's basically through the month of August they did this. All the parents they go to Dick's or whatever and buy those tents.
Yeah.
We sit under the tents. Otherwise, it's mid. I brought an umbrella. I never thought in my life I would ever use an umbrella for the sun. Never thought that for a second. And I brought an umbrella once. It was just too hot.
Like, I've joked about this throughout the years. Oh, I'm going to get Ollie. He's going to be the best piano player, you know.
Yeah.
The best indoor sports. And the other day, I had to tell my wife when I was, like, saying, all right, I'm going to take him out. When fall comes around, we're going to start playing baseball outside. And she's like, but you said you didn't want him to play. And I was like, dear, you know, I'm basically joking about that. I'm not going to sit here and tell him he can't play with sports unless it's, like, the football issue. But if he wants to play soccer and stuff, we have to suck it up. And she's like looking at me like I lied to her after all these years. I'm like, if he wants to play baseball with his friends, he's going to play baseball with his friends.
That's
like
what it is.
He has to go outside. We're going to have to. And she just like, it was like slowly sinking.
Flabbergasted. she's just flabbergasted.
She's like, amazing. No, I thought that we were going to live our youth sports career inside with the AC. No, sweetheart. No. 877-881-105. She's like, well, you're going to be miserable. I was like, I know I'm going to be miserable.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be miserable, but it is what it is. Frank LaFranco, injury attorney, text line to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a total. That stands for turn it on and leave it on. Define Cowboys success. What is it? Fill in the blank. A Cowboys successful season means what? With opening day coming up in just a few days on this radio station. That and a ludicrous ticket giveaway next on Sean and RJ. We're commercial free with a ludicrous ticket giveaway all week long. I was thinking about this the other day with the ludicrous commercial. I was like, who else has just kind of like dominated a word? You can't use ludicrous. You can't say it. You can't see it without thinking of him. I'm trying to think of some other words. Rumble for the Buffer Brothers.
For Buffer. Yeah. Yeah.
Did ludicrous go and trademark everything like those fools did?
Yeah, like LeBron, you know, Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or
King. Yeah, you can't say King without thinking LeBron.
Okay.
Air without thinking Air Jordan, Michael. That's a good question.
But like a word in the English language that you commonly use. You know,
yeah.
You cannot say. In the Ludacris commercial, the first time I watched it, when I heard the word, I felt ludicrous, and boom, he popped up. I think it's State Farm.
Yeah. And also, like, is he more known?
Right. I'm having problems. I'm dragging today.
Is he?
I'm hitting coffee cups. I've already broke like two pens over
here.
Yeah,
I noticed that.
I got highlighter on my thumb.
Yeah.
Oh, mess. Way too much work for the party.
Is Luda more known as Ludacris the artist or as Tej the Fast and the Furious character? He's been in 9 of them now.
Tej? I didn't even know that was his name. So I'll vote Ludacris off of that. But I don't know. If there's any other words you can think of, hit us up. And the way to win the tickets, 877-881-1053. When Peyton Russell gives you the cue to call, it's Tuesday, so we cannot leave out Ask Reddit.
Oh, baby.
That is coming up, and Peyton will run that for Roberto, who will be back with us tomorrow. College football kegger at 8 o'clock. But you asked this question last week before things really get going with Cowboys Browns Sunday on this radio station with the pregame, the play-by-play, and the post. What is Cowboys success for this year?
What is it? What is the Cowboys' success? So CBS initially went out and defined what success was for all 32 teams. And for them, it was what they qualified it as or classified as was a deep playoff run.
A little vague.
But, you know, Dak and McCarthy have come under the microscope. They have a title-worthy talent at premium spots. So it's all a matter of meeting or exceeding expectations once again. So deep playoff run is very...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Very, very vague because, you know, you could win. You could be the, get a bye. You could be the one seed, and you're in the second round. You win one game, go to the NFC Championship game, then you get blown out. Or, you know, you win another game. You're a wild card team. You win two games. That to me seems like a deep playoff run. It seems very, very vague, right? Because the NFL playoffs are still relatively short. It's not like, you know, the NHL where it feels like it takes forever to go this deep playoff run.
Success for me is birth in the NFC Championship game. Birth. They don't have to win it because I'm not expecting as good of a team this year as last year.
Who's burned out, man?
So I feel like getting to the NFC Championship game, I don't know if y'all think that bar is too low, but I think getting there would be a successful season for me. It's like with the Mavericks. Like when the Mavericks made the NBA Finals, or even when they were in the won the first two rounds, I said at least in my mind, all right, good to go. It's a successful year. Everything after this is icing.
Yeah.
And it's cake. Now, we usually think the Cowboys are going to have a better regular season than the Mavericks. So maybe it was a little easier to check that off the Mavs success box. Would we do it for the Cowboys getting to the NFC title game? What's yours? And what do you think of that? Is that bar too low?
NFC title game? Yeah. I don't think the bar is too low, because I think if they make the Super Bowl, like do we all agree they're not as good as San Fran and Detroit?
I am at 50-50 with Detroit.
Okay. That's
I'm basically at a coin toss.
I don't disagree with that. I think Detroit's roster's better.
By the way, with San Fran, there are reports that them and Trent Williams are getting close. Williams is like flying there. Things are heating up. So that's the second probably biggest. Well, there's three high-profile names in the contract world. Trent, Dak, and Jamar Chase. So if you drafted Jamar Chase really high in fantasy, you're still holding your breath, but Trent Williams apparently is getting close with the Niners.
Yeah, so I think, NFC Championship game makes this a successful season. Is there a way that they could not make the NFC Championship game and it would still be a successful season? I mean, you're going to have to go into way too many, like, weird factors. Like, they're the one seed and there's an injury.
Yeah.
You know?
Because if you go 15-2, right, how are you going to have better regular seasons? You go 14-3, 15-2, then the expectations will probably be higher. That you have to be at least right. In the NFC Championship game.
You know, if they lose on the road in the second round at San Fran or at Detroit after having, after winning their first round matchup, and they lose to San Fran and a team that is clearly more talented than they might be or whatever, and it's a close game. The Cowboys don't botch it. The Cowboys do one of those stupid cowboy endings where the clock runs out on them, or it's one of those always something games. You know what I'm talking about. That, as long as it's not one of those, you might be able to pass. But you know, that's too many what ifs. You draw the line in the sand. It's NFC Championship game.
Pepe, do you have an answer for what it will be for you with a fill in the blank?
Yeah, it's definitely NFC Championship game, appearance or bust. But I mean, honestly, I think if you win a playoff game, I'll be happy with it. I won't be satisfied, but I'll be happy with it if you win a playoff game. You did better than you did the year before. Obviously, I feel like if you're winning a playoff game, it's going to be a road playoff game. I feel like you're going to be starting on the road in the postseason. So if you win a road playoff game, I think that's a successful season.
And look, I'm gonna hopefully be wrong and incorrect like Bassick for so many years, in that you make the pledge of wake me up, I'm not going to get invested and I'm not going to fall for it during the regular season. That's what I'm telling myself, and this is radio ratings probably suicide to say, but I'm just being honest about it. I'm telling myself right now, I don't care pretty much what happens in the regular season. I'm excited the football's here. NFL is my favorite sport. Already talking about how to not, be around my kids or have them around on football Sundays with my wife and those discussions. So the prep is there. But I really am like, nothing they do can trick me or make me fall for right. them until they get two playoff wins. I'm numb to it.
If that's they beat San Fran, would that get you hyped? If they, I think that's week 6 or 7. So
yes,
you go 6-1, beat San Fran.
The only thing that I think that can surprise me, that can make me say, okay, this is a formula that can really, really work, is if like Mike Zimmer's defense is like shut down great, where it's like you can't score on them, that the Cowboys could score 23 points a game and still win the majority of those games. That's the only thing I'm leaving like a 2% window open for possibility is that Mike Zimmer's defense is totally and completely shut down. Because how's the offense going to be that much better? They're already really, really good, leading the league in points, and Dak second in MVP. I'm not counting on any running game being there. So I'm like, what's the surprise factor here? And maybe it's that Mike Zimmer's defense is like out of this world. That's the only thing I think that can make me be like, all right, this team can hook me back in the regular season. Otherwise, I'm thinking not.
Regular season, it's tough. I mean, we've been there with 12 wins in a row, 12 wins, 3 years in a row. If they go out there and they're the wild card team, because Philadelphia wins the East, let's say they're the wild card, they're the whatever, five and or six. They play San Fran. San Fran has a down year. They play San Fran in the first round. They go on the road. They beat San Fran.
Mm.
And then the second game is on the road at Detroit, who's the one seed, and they lose. You're only getting to the division round, but you did exercise a demon.
Yeah.
Right? You did. There was improvement. But again, I think we're getting too far in the weeds with that.
So you beat San Fran.
But you lose to Detroit.
Opening round, you lose to Detroit by one in a heavyweight back and forth fight.
And nothing weird happens. You don't choke the game away. You don't have some clock issue.
You don't embarrass yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a good game.
Okay.
And Detroit just beat you by a point.
Okay.
Kind of like the Detroit game here last year. Like those teams were, you could tell they were even.
Yeah. And you make the argument that Cowboys got officiating to win that game.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe you did. If it's one of those, I mean, I could sit here and be like, all right, you know what? It wasn't the ending that you wanted, but they didn't fail to meet expectations.
Pepe, what are the Tolos saying?
Yeah, the 4-3-2 says anything less than a Super Bowl win is a failure, so he thinks championship or bust. 2-1-4, 12-plus wins is another successful season, and then 8-1-7.
So 12 wins, and you're out again first round. You're saying that's successful, y'all? You're really saying that's successful? No.
8-1-7 and 9-7-2 both say NFC title game or bust.
NFC title game or bust.
Appearance.
Yeah. That's what I would think would come out on top from the Tolos. So let us know what you think. 877-881-1053. And I'm having a hard time picking this Cleveland game. I was on the fan in Cleveland last week. And they're like, give us your prediction. I'm like, I'm really at like a coin toss right now.
It's
like,
tough.
How
I know I know one bet I'm gonna make on it. I'm gonna take the over.
All right, it's 41.5.
Yeah, that's very, very low. I will wait on the weather. Is it going to be a muddy, rainy mess? I'm going to wait on that one, right? I'll wait till we get to about Friday. As long as the line doesn't move, I'm hoping that it doesn't move at all. 41.5 seems entirely too low for this game.
Weather-wise, it's looking like 72 degrees and partly cloudy.
Seems decent. Seems like a decent way to go.
Mostly sunny. Oh, that's today. Mostly sunny and nice. A gorgeous day to be outside, according to AccuWeather. And then Sunday, partly sunny and cool. 19% chance of rain. 13-mile-per-hour winds.
Okay. It's not very windy.
Yeah.
It's not rainy. It's not muddy.
I'm just trying to figure out how much Myles Garrett is going to wreck things. That's what I'm really struggling with, you know? And Mike McCarthy is going to join us on Friday. And at 6:30 every single week this year, and we'll ask him about like chipping and help and when to decide when to go ahead and give Tyler Guyton that assistance if he needs it. What's that? Who do we have?
We got a member of the G-Bag Nation, Eric Schiaffalo.
Oh my gosh. Eric, good morning.
Boys,
hey.
Great program. I would love to talk Cowboys with you guys, but I did want to at least publicly apologize for the party that was missed over the weekend. During Best of the Weekend, I heard Sean say what was 100% true, and it just hurt to hear it. I didn't feel good about myself that I didn't respond to the group text invite. And my only defense is that Will Chambers said, I will be not able to attend because I'm doing BetQL on Sunday with Eric. So I was like, okay. So now he's informed the crew of what I will be doing, which is unfortunately having to work on a Sunday when I'd much rather be drinking from a margarita machine. When I heard margarita machine, the FOMO skyrocketed.
My wife goes, man, that guy, it pained him to leave.
It did.
Hey, he brought the ping pong balls for the beer pong.
Yeah,
he brought you liquor.
Yeah, because he owed me. He owed me $30. I beat him in golf on Friday.
Yeah. Well, Eric, I appreciate you saying this. I did mention it multiple times last week, my disappointment. So I guess you weren't in the gym last week. You were getting tubby like RJ accused you of. He was right. So you must not have been lifting because I strategically insulted you multiple times at like 6:40.
6 o'clock hour.
I thought that you would be up and lifting, and I was trying to bait you. But then the follow-up is, why didn't you? You know that Will Chambers did attend and come.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but Will doesn't have a wife and kids. He doesn't live 19 hours away from Sunnyvale. He probably lives only 18 hours away. So that's the only difference. Because if I was flying solo, I would have done that BetQL show like knee deep in freaking margaritas. You know what I'm saying? I would have actually torn that thing up. And listen, when you talk about Will being sad, I've never done a show with someone more somber.
He came in depressed.
Yes, and I've done a show with Walchuk after his grandfather passed away. Okay, and I've never done a show with somebody more sad than Will Chambers not being at your party, having to spit college football takes into a microphone.
The slight he threw in there? Will doesn't have a wife and kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at that.
I guess the accountability I could take is next time I'll side text and say, hey, you can bring Marion and the girls and they can stay while you leave and go to work, because Bobby Belk got sent away by his wife at the end of the party. Bobby's like, I got to go to my other job. And Kristen and the girls did not want to leave.
No.
So they sent Bobby to the job in Louisville, 45 minutes there, do your work, and then come back 45 minutes to pick us up. So I guess I could, and he did it.
He did.
And he did it like a trooper. So I guess I could have said, bring the wife and the girls and they can stay while you go to work. So public handshake.
I know it's early in the week, but I think we have to award Bobby Belk Simp of the Week already. That's already done.
With the sweatshirt?
With the sweatshirt, but also willing to doing the driving like that, the last minute, like I'm going to drive all the way over the Metroplex. That's a little wild, but nobody being in the pool, that's part of the reason I didn't even go to the gym last week. I was like, if I'm not going to the party, I don't have to I don't have to compete with Choppy this weekend. So no problem. No problem. But hey, Cowboys are winning on Sunday. All right. They're 2.5-point dogs. That makes no sense to me. Dak Prescott is 1,000 times better than what Deshaun Watson is. Does their defense scare me? Yes. But can the Cowboys score 17 points and win this game? Absolutely. I'm still taking the under, even though it's like historically low.
Listen to Mr. BetQL here.
You're wrong on that one. I wonder why they throw you on the weekends on BetQL.
All right. Love you. We missed you, and we'll do it again soon. Thank you.
All right. Love you, boys. See you.
Hey, Eric. Okay, it's fine. I was going to ask if he had any explanation for Dawson not getting back to me.
I think Dawson assumes that everybody knows the answer is no.
I know. He came to the first thing that I had, though. I feel like there might be some, like, lingering beef growing between Gavin and I. He called us the most toxic show, not responding.
He doesn't like that he doesn't have Sunnyvale all to himself now.
I know.
Yeah.
And that there's someone who can, you know, cook multiple things on a grill.
Absolutely.
Versus being, you know, the one-dimensional smoker.
See, that's that's poor on Gavin because, you know,
he's a one-grill pony.
There's two people in Sunnyvale. You know, Chief Fowler moved into Roanoke. I didn't claim some territorial dominance.
Yes.
Just move in, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's mad about it. So the G-Bag Nation. Really doing a poor job of representing.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Zach did the old Sandler, like when he's not at an event, he'll text me just to like put the thought of him in my mind.
Yeah.
And Zach like randomly writes me and goes, hey man, let me know when we can get that Indian food. Let me know when we can go out for Indian date night.
I want you to know that he's thinking about it.
And I wrote back like, you're going to miss some fun. He never wrote me back. So he got in his obligatory seed to plant in my mind, since he wasn't going to come to the party, and then poof, ghosted. See you later. So we did miss the nosebleeds, but I probably would have ran out of food if Teofilo's family came. I thought I had enough food.
They ate a lot. Yeah,
it would have been nine of them, and that's why he got the snip that I'll be getting courtesy of his same physician.
Have you picked a date yet?
Yes, Cowboys bye week. I moved it. Oh. It was supposed to be this past Friday, but then I learned I couldn't get in the water.
Oh no!
I couldn't get in the pool after getting snip, so Cowboys bye week now.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a good week.
It's happening.
Because you know what that is. That's the holy day of obligation. That's the best college football week of the year, too.
Is it?
October 19th. You're going to have, I think it's Georgia, Texas. Oh, no, sorry. Texas OU, Oregon, Ohio State, Tennessee, Alabama. I mean, you got games galore, baby, that week.
What is this from Mary Kay Cabot? This is from Kobe 3, a top Tolo. Mary Kay Cabot, the best Browns insider there is. Not practicing yesterday, Jedrick Willis, the left tackle, David Bell, receiver, Shelby Harris, and Dustin Hopkins, the kicker. So there is your Browns injury report. Eric Tiafalo, loving the Cowboys getting the win. And did he say he's taking
the under?
He's taking the under.
Yeah, he's taking the under.
41.5, Mr. BetQL. Let's hook you up like we're going to do all week long during the Expressway.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call a number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Ludacris at the Windsor World Casino and Resort on October 11th. That's call a number 10 at 877-881-1053.
That's happening every single day. Thanks to the promo department and you for turning it on, leaving it on. We're about to hit a big number on the YouTube and Twitch.
Yes, we are.
With all the Twolos and the Tolos here on DFW Sports Station. It is also the home of Brian Broaddus' favorite segment of the week. Bobby texted Eric and said, I was trying to get cereal, Eric, which I ate good. I'll simp for that.
Oh,
that's
man.
Why Bobby did the extra driving. Let's go ahead and ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
That is right. It is Tuesday, which means it's time for Ask Reddit. No Bobby Belt. So myself, Peyton Russell, will take over for at least one segment. 877-881-1053, the Frankel Frankel Injury Attorney text line is where you can leave your answer, as well as the YouTube and Twitch. This is where we turn to Reddit, the 48 million user-friendly platform. They have top questions of the week, and then we ask you the Tolos for your answer. RJ Choppy, would you like lead off here?
Sure.
RJ, what couldn't you believe you had to explain to another adult?
Oh man. I mean, anytime I feel like I have to explain to someone that the earth isn't flat, seems like a problem. Sorry, Derek. But
I texted him. I said, you want to come over to the house? He goes, sorry, I'm hanging with John Daly this weekend.
Yeah, he was hanging with Daly, playing a little golf. I think that's it. Like anything that's just like scientific,
yeah,
that people just refuse to believe. There's enough evidence, man. Just like the earth's not flat.
I guess my recent amazement is that working the work hours that you're supposed to has to be explained to certain people. That's what my wife tells me, that this generation is like, no, like I can come in 10 minutes late. No one here in the building, but just in general, the way that people approach work and work hours. The other thing that I feel like I have to explain to people, it's been driving me crazy going through house construction, all the different jobs. I would like you to clean up like the mess that you make. I can't tell you, like 9 out of 10 people that came into the house to work on the house, they drill in a wall and I have to vacuum or clean up like the paint and the drywall that's down on the ground. Yeah. And I'm like, is this a new thing with construction or fixing of like the plastic or the mess or the bits that you're supposed to have? Like, they're like, you got a broom, you got a dustpan, you got a vacuum. I'm like, do people not travel with that who do this work?
You would think they
Why
would travel
I have
with
to clean this up?
A shop vac.
Yeah.
You would think they would. That seems like it's standard.
I have to
standard.
Explain to clean up the mess after. And I can't tell you how much dirt, dust, paint, drywall has been on the ground that I'm getting down there to do after I've paid you to come work on the house.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's work hours, like some businesses are like, you know, if you're at an office, like a doctor's office or a restaurant, like, you know, doctor's office opens at 8 a.m. You got to be there at 8 a.m. Other jobs, it's like you just whenever you get there, you put your 8 hours in or however many it is, if it's doesn't matter. But that's just a foreign concept to us. Like we have set like hard hours.
So my answer here is paying cash for a house. I've had multiple friends that are looking for houses and stuff, and they've had people that, you know, outbid them here and there, and they're like, man, you know, they're saying they're paying cash for a house. They're just going throwing up dollar bills there. And I'm like, guys, it doesn't mean they're throwing up, you know, $100 bills in a briefcase and paying cash for a house. It's just saying you got to pay the exact amount. You know, this is obviously a wire transfer. And they're like, wait, so why do they call it cash? And I couldn't believe it.
Whoa.
Yes, there people are
people actually
out
think
there.
They're actually bringing a briefcase of actual hundreds.
They're saying they got, you know, 500K of Benjamins just throwing their way.
You just write a check.
That's what I'm saying there. But they, you know, they say it's called, you know, paying cash for a house. And so they assume that, which, I mean, I didn't know until, you know, I was about 18, 19. That's what it meant. So I was maybe a little later. But yeah, that was my answer there. A couple on the Franco injury attorney text line 972. The blinker on your car doesn't give you the right of way.
You want to bet?
That's one. Is that how you drive in the morning?
When I turn, first of all, if you're lucky enough that I would allow you to know where I'm going, okay, because it's nobody's business where I'm going. That's why I don't use my turn signal as much as I should. That's my grandfather taught me. But if you're lucky enough to get that turn signal on, I'm turning that lane. That's my lane. Okay, I've already claimed ownership.
You feel like a bully now in your truck?
You bet your ass I do. Okay, I've never felt safer.
Yeah,
I feel big and powerful. Doesn't have the same pickup. The Maxima, because I still drive. I drive the Nissan to work. It's paid for. I'm saving the miles in the truck. So that Maxima, that thing flies. If I want to pass you on the highway, I will pass you on the highway. Now, the truck, it's a little bit different. You know, it doesn't move as fast.
817 says, and 972 both say the moon landing. They have to explain to an adult. Mm. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on a Tuesday, every Tuesday at this time. Next question here. What's something that most people your age have but you don't? Sean, I'll start with you. First off, state your age.
42. What's something most people have? AirPods, maybe Sirius XM, Bluetooth capability in their car. Like I'm just.
Oh, you don't have Bluetooth in your car?
I'm just doing straight up radio.
No, but you don't have like you when you talk on the phone, it doesn't go to the.
No, I'm not doing it. But I don't have AirPods. I don't like go around like you know. For the gym or like going around the house. My wife has Bobby's old AirPods. That took a long time to clean those.
Oh.
Trust me. But yep, probably being up to date like with the music capabilities.
Uh-huh.
Spotify just got so my parents could use it in Maryland. Like I'll turn it on here and there, but I'm not quick with it.
I have the AirPods with the gym. I have the ones the company gave us like 7 years ago that I use. I haven't. Until they break. I'm just going to use until they break. Then I'll get AirPods.
And this is a topic for 8 o'clock, but I also, like, am feeling too old and prehistoric and afraid and intimidated for just TV streaming. To cut the cord. This is a topic at 8 o'clock with us getting screwed with college football and you U.S. Open fans, but streaming television like that. I'm doing DirecTV Stream, but I've not, like, totally officially, like, really cut the cord. So I'm behind with that.
So how did you phrase the question again?
What's something that most people your age have but you don't?
Oh, ED. Oh, 44 most I don't. And thanks to BlueChew.com, promo code RJ. Also, a savings account. Most people my age have a savings account. I don't have a savings account. I do.
It's just all checking.
I do. I just don't put any money into it because it all goes to the kids and the ex-wife. Like that's so most people have that. But
I asked Choppy a question about college the other day. I'm like, so the college tuition and savings, and I felt like that kind of flummoxed you a little bit, or you wanted to talk about it for like two commercial breaks afterwards. It's like I asked an important, intriguing question.
You're right.
Because you're always talking about living in debt.
You're a divorced dad with two kids. You don't have a college savings account.
What did you say? Baseball.
Baseball. Yeah, baseball is a college savings account. Yeah.
Does he have a chance to go somewhere?
He does. He does. Maybe not to Tennessee. But, I mean, if you play high school baseball in DFW and you're on a select team, like the top select, you're gonna go somewhere and play. JUCO, wherever.
Was he better than you were?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way better. But now it's... Go to TCC for a couple years, then move on, you know, or the amount of like out-of-state schools that now give in-state tuition to Texas residents is like Arkansas or, you know, and they go to Tennessee because I'm an alum, they get in-state tuition. So that saves a ton of money.
Tolo's weighing in on the Franklin injury attorney text line. 817 says the iPhone. Some people don't have the iPhone. Bobby's one of those, doesn't have the iPhone. We all have iPhones. Bobby's anti-iPhone and anti-Apple. 214 and 817 both say kids. They don't have kids. A lot of people their age have them. My answer
Man,
here
is... the amount of people that I know, like a cluster of people who don't have kids, I'm like, this is drying up for you over here. Like, are you guys, you know, because in this stage, right, you wake up Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Monday morning, you're looking at Instagram, and maybe it's just a coping thing, a self-coping mechanism, and I'm like, oh, they're flying to Sarasota, and they're in Tulum,
yeah,
and they're in that, and I'm like, but you know what? How long can you do that? How long can you do that and be happy in life?
I would like to try.
And while I'm sitting here with my great, awesome family, you're going to be like the awkward 50 or 60-year-old at the bar, still trying to live it up. And then I'm like, am I just telling myself this? Am I just telling myself this, that I'm in a better, wholesome position of having children and trying to hate on those who are living it up without kids and will be bachelors forever?
And my answer here is the Apple Watch, which is really odd for me because I'm team Apple everything. I have the iPhone, I have the AirPod Pros, I have the MacBook Air, you know, I have everything Apple-wise. Apple Watch, I've tried it on, you know, my girlfriend Mackenzie has it, I've worn it, I'm like, I don't get it. It's a smaller iPhone on your wrist. Like, I can do everything with my phone. I just like the regular clock.
The heart rate, monitoring health.
I love the Apple Watch. Problem is,
as you look down, there's nothing on your wrist.
I get an allergic reaction to my skin. Like, I get almost like pimples.
A what?
I don't know.
But any watch?
Any kind of anything I put on my wrist, I do.
It's the metal or something.
It's the metal. I don't know, so I can't wear it.
All right, next up, RJ Choppy here. What's a daily inconvenience that you still can't believe hasn't been solved yet? A daily inconvenience. I have my answer.
Traffic.
Ooh.
You can't believe it hasn't been solved?
How have we not figured out? How have we not figured out the zipper method?
More and more people are moving here.
Oh, no, I know. I just mean in general. Like, how have we not figured out the zipper method? Like, is merging that difficult? Leaving your, going from your house to mine, going through that canyon on 30 and 35, how we haven't figured that out yet?
How long did it take you to get home?
Hour flat.
Oh, sorry about that.
My answer here is the drive-through communication. I still can't believe. I mean, look, Chick-fil-A has it figured out. They have people actually work in the drive-through now because they're so tired of the freaking system they have, you know, with the communication there at the drive-through. It's just,
drive-through times are getting, they've been long.
Yeah, they have.
Yes.
They really are.
It's just the speaker system, though, really is what I was talking about. Just, you know, they're asking, okay, what's your name again? How do you spell it? You know, okay, are you using the app? It's like, you know, we're taking 5 minutes just to get to what my meal order is going to be here. So it's the drive-through communication. I don't care if we need, you know, AI there or someone. Let me type it out for you, whoever's in the drive-through window, or let me just talk to a human being.
877-881-1053. In order to hit us up on the Franklin LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, it is Ask Reddit with PayPay doing a nice job in place of Roberto. Do we have any final texts or a question to throw out?
We have one more question here.
All right.
I think it's a good one. Sean, I'll start with you. What smell do other people seem to love but you actually hate?
Oh. That's a good one.
Mine's gasoline.
I don't hate gasoline smell. I don't want it 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little bit on your hands, like after filling up the vehicle, and you get in your car, you sniff the finger, you know, yeah. little gasoline. You think that maybe you're going to catch on fire.
Just a little sip.
Just a little sip. So yours is gasoline. Do you think that people like gasoline smell, though?
Oh, I think the majority of people
do. I love it.
Yes.
You know what I love that I think most people hate? I love the smell of tires. If I could work in a tire shop.
Really?
Oh, my God. You send me the tires. I'm not looking at the tread. I am putting my face in those. I am sniffing the hell out of that. I love the smell of tires.
817 says lavender. Anti-lavender, which I love lavender.
Anti-lavender.
Give me a good Goodyear. A Goodyear tire.
A good Goodyear.
Oh, baby.
All right. Well done, Pepe. It's Ask Reddit. Tolo Tuesday as we try to get you to opening night in the NFL as quickly as possible, but we had the first big opening weekend in college football. Did you get screwed with your television like I did on Sunday night? College football kegger and an update. Someone says they know what's holding up the Dak deal. That's on the way with Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it.
It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.